What up, what up, what up? It is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, and I'm Aileen Nico, and we got three more days till it's 2019. Can you believe that? I have not been on here in 4 months. That's right, 4 months. And I'm sure you guys have noticed. I really haven't done much with the page. I've been doing a lot of work branding-wise and so forth for my clients. So it has been kind of interesting. But needless to say, I am excited about 2019. I'm excited to leave 2018 behind. It was full of so many lessons and full of so many different things that that we as a collective have gone through together. Like, can you believe all the different people we've had to cut off this year, all the different people we've had to turn down for certain things, all the relationships that have ended? But have no fear. This isn't doing nothing but setting you up for what God has for you for 2019. And I really truly feel in my heart of hearts that this upcoming year is going to be a great one. If you didn't learn anything from 2018, please reflect back on your year and definitely write down, you know, what you're grateful for. Me, I'm personally grateful for becoming a new aunt. My little sister, Ricky Danielle, had my nephew, Aiden Alexander Johnson, November 12th of this year. And this is the first grandchild of me and my little sister, of course, you know, our offspring or what have you. So that's a huge deal. So my parents are really excited. Myself, my sister, her husband, Eric, aka Jay Forza, check out his music. We are all super excited for, and all extended friends and so forth are really excited for what God has in store for us and bringing this new energy into our lives. And of course, when you have new energy that comes into your life, guess what? Old energy leaves. You know, of course, I had to end a lot of different things with a lot of different people, friends, family, romantic relationships, all kind of stuff that just was not working for me. And I had to keep people around me that love me and truly appreciate my presence in every way, shape, and form. Now I'm focused more so on that than I am on the other shit, because to be quite honest with you, like I said before, everybody has been going through the same stuff this year. I know you guys have seen plenty of those memes, plenty of those different things that have gone and circulated around all the different social media platforms. I don't too much delve into like the political stuff that goes on in our country and all of those different things, but I have noticed that, you know, there was a lot of people that have banded together, our culture, the Black culture, what have you. We have really banded together in solidarity. A lot of women entrepreneurs have been doing big things. Shout out to Super Scent and the Real BB Judy. They are two of my inspirations down in New Orleans with the Crayon Case and Kaleidoscope hair products. Also, Courtney Adelaide. Also, of course, the incomparable Mylique Teal, who is one of my clients for Curlbox and My Taught You. She had her amazing, amazing, amazing retreat earlier this year. And I know Courtney had a lot of different things with her this year. She has a retreat coming up, and so does Mylique. And then, you know, of course, with Supa and with the Real BB Judy, they are coming to different cities. So I'm excited about that, because I am excited to turn up my entrepreneurial spirit up a whole total notch. Also, shout out to my client, my homegirl, and my fellow Kansas Cityan, Dejana Higgs of the Hookah Chicks. She launched her company this year and really did well. And I'm just looking forward to assisting her with her branding further and getting things going with her. Shout out to the Turkey Leg Hut, who is absolutely blown up here in the last month and a half, 2 months. As you guys heard before in my podcast, I had shouted them out. That's one of my favorite places to go and get food down here in Houston. Plus, I know the owners, Nakia and Lynn Price, and they're amazing people. They're from, you know, down here in Chicago. So they're representing the South and the Midwest, and it's a good little tandem, and it's a family affair, and it's really dope. So make sure you guys check that out when you come to Houston. It's just been a lot of growth, a lot of prosperity. There's been a lot of different friendships that have ended, family relationships, like I said before. And again, I cannot reiterate how much and how important it is to protect your peace at all costs. We have continuously been under the stigma that it's okay to let people do whatever they want to do to us. I've reiterated this on my podcast a numerous of times, and I'm saying it again, it's not okay. So 2019, you don't have to wait until next Tuesday in order to start cutting shit down and cutting shit off and writing down your goals and writing down your plans. Each and every day, we are blessed to wake up, open our eyes, thank God for our existence. That's also another opportunity to use your 24 hours wisely. I know that I'm going to be doing that. I most recently moved. I'm very excited about that. I have plenty of natural light. I'm not in darkness no more. So I'm happy as hell. So I'm ready to be creative and I'm ready to be innovative. I'm ready to do my podcast more. I'm ready to do more with my branding and different things that I have coming out product wise under my own personal brand. And it's just so important to, you know, just be grateful for the opportunity to be living, to have your breath, to have all your senses, and to, you know, to be thankful for the lessons that you've incurred with all of the different people that you may have had to cut off. Now, with all of that being said, and I know I'm talking kind of fast because I'm really excited, one, but two, I'm excited that people are starting to wake up more and wake up as far as open your eyes and not be so caught up in societal norms with people doing whatever, you know, whatever to you and you being okay with that shit just because that's the way it's always been. Be okay with being good to yourself first. Like they say on airplanes, and like I say continuously throughout conversations, when the flight attendants give you your proper, the instructions, you know, when you get on your flight and so forth, of how to operate in case of an emergency, they say put your gas mask on we don't want to kill nobody, your oxygen mask, put your oxygen mask on first. Put that on first before you can help another person. I have said this so many times this year. We as a people have to protect our boundaries, protect our peace. We shouldn't have to decide that we're going to walk away from people, you know, after they've done tons and tons of things to us. As soon as you see red flags, you cut that shit the fuck off. Excuse my French. If you have children, you might want to put them away because this is not always for kids. This message is definitely not for children. But you got to cut them off. And reason being is because it is not wise to sit up and allow your peace to be disturbed just because somebody is in your family or in a relationship with you or any of these different things. I keep saying that shit because it's so important. Now, it's unfortunate that you have to do all the things that you have to do to people, but it's also very important that you make sure that you are the best to yourself, for yourself, by yourself, because, hey, it is what it is. You have to be. And with that being said, you know, 2019 is going to be a year of endless blessings, endless surprises, health, wealth, and more. You know, so don't think that you are exempt from your blessings just because you've gone through all of these trials and tribulations. In fact, you being set up for it because you got to clear out that old energy so the new energy can come right on in, you know. It's okay that things have happened. It's saddening, but at the same time, it's such an exciting time. It really, really is. We're in a good time in life. You know, I don't bask in the bullshit that goes on in our world because I know that I'm a co-creator of my reality. I understand that, you know, not everything is going to go the way I want it to go. And my blessings might not necessarily come from the people that I gave or did stuff four or two. You know what I'm saying? I had this conversation with a really good friend of mine down in Miami, and we were catching up and talking about our Christmas holiday and just talking about different things that were going on. And we were talking about how, you know, the perception of reality and the things that we go through, and how, you know, if we expect for people to do things for us and expect for certain things to go on in our lives, we're sadly mistaken if we think we're going to get certain things from certain people. And we shouldn't have this level of expectancy of people. And I was telling him, I had an epiphany, and my epiphany was this: we always get what we give. We may not get what we give to certain people. That's where we fall short. Because when you have this level of expectancy from the person that you've gotten certain things from, like say for instance you do something for a homeboy or homegirl or brother or sister or mom or dad, and you might not ever get paid back by them, you might not ever get certain things from them, but who's to say that God, the universe, or however you want to refer to our creator, who's to say that you're not going to get these things back? You know what I'm saying? You cut yourself short expecting shit from the person that you did something for. Don't expect that. For years, I gave love to somebody who did not reciprocate. And for years, I held on to that. And just this year, earlier this year, late last year, I decided to move on from that. And the reason why I decided to move on from that is because you come to a realization that you have to move on, and your blessings will come in other ways. And when I was talking to him and telling him that, he was really quiet. And then he was like, you know what? I can't even refute that, because that's true. You do get your blessings from other entities. You get your blessings from other people. It might not come in the way that you expect it to come, but it will come back. Same thing with karma. Like I've told y'all many times on my different podcasts, and this is the 12th one, final month of the year, 12th podcast. Gonna say it again. Karma always comes back. When you do wrong by people or you do good by people, it will always come back full circle. It may not come back from the person that you expected to come from, but it will come back. So you have to be very conscientious as to who and what and why and how and all of these different things. It's so important, man. Like this year, the different memes, and there's memes every year. Don't get me wrong. Everybody says they're going to cut off people every year. Everybody says new year, new me every year. Every year, everybody talks about they're going to lose weight. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. But I can honestly say in my 35th year of existence, going on 36th in February, God willing, I can honestly say this year is different. There's been family that's fallen off. Family I never expected to fall off. I haven't talked to aunts, cousins, you know, had to cut off certain people, had to cut off certain business relationships, you know, of course had to cut off different romantic, affiliations that I may have had in the past, because I wanted to free myself and clear myself of all of that negativity and all that toxic energy that was not making me a better person. It was keeping me stuck in a place that is not going to push me forward. I've had several conversations with several different people in my life, including somebody I hold very dear to my heart. And he was expressing that, you know, you have to circle yourself around people that love you and honor you and people on your life frequency. And I'm totally here for that. It is so freaking important. I can't reiterate that enough. If you don't do nothing else in 2019, learn to use your spirit of discernment. If you get a gut feeling about people and about certain things that happen in your life or certain, you know, occurrences, then absolutely you have the right. It is not audacious at all. It is not wrong of you at all to let those people go. Let that shit the fuck go. You don't have to keep that around. It's okay. You're fine. But what you don't do is you don't hold on to stuff with the expectancy that God is going to continuously bless you. Because like they say in biblical terms, you have to empty out your old wineskins in order to replenish it with newness. The new wine, new fresh wine. It's important. That is so important, yo. Like, I'm telling you, the crazy part about this year, I would have to say that it was so many people that went through the same thing. Because oftentimes, when you think about, you know, it's people, like, it may be people in your circle because, you know, like attracts like, and we're reflections of one another. But it's a lot of fucking people that have gone through the same shit, like ridiculous amounts of people, stars, regular people, you know, folks in your circle, folks out of your circle. Everybody has collectively gone through this stuff. So that has to mean that there's some type of energetic shift going on that is mandated, you know, in order for you to go to the next level. Like I always say, you know how you play video games, or you used to play video games in the past, and you might have a certain level where you have certain things you can use, certain tools you can use, or certain abilities that you can use. It's the same thing in life. Like, when you level up, you may not necessarily, you may be able to use those old things, you may not, but you'll always get things that are better to and equip you to position yourself for that particular level. You know what I'm saying? It'll never be God is going to remove certain things from you and not replace it with better, or not give you the ability to navigate this thing called life. Because it's very important. We're blessed, man. We can't look. If you're blessed to listen to this podcast, you can't complain. I'm gonna tell you, you can't complain. On 2018, yeah, you know, it might not have been fortunate for a lot of people, but I'm gonna tell you something. You made it. If you listening to this podcast, you made it. God willing, we're all going to be able to step into 2019 with our head uplifted and with love and beauty and compassion around us, and sincerity and thoughtfulness, you know what I'm saying, with people that reciprocate your like energy. So make sure your energy is right, because you don't want to put out fucked up ass energy and then when you get it back, you're wondering, well, why am I getting this messed up energy still? Well, you got to be very conscientious of what you're putting out. So with all of this being said, man, you know, don't take any of this for granted. Don't take any of this time for granted. Don't take any of these messages for granted. I may do another one by next Tuesday. But if I don't, then I'll see you guys in 2019. I just wanted to pop in and say a few words of encouragement in 2019. I look forward to having longer podcasts, maybe taking some questions from you guys, or, you know, some topics. If you guys have any topics for me, highlighting certain things, having some interviews, a whole lot of different stuff. I just wanted to try my hand at a podcast, and I don't have as many people as what I would like at the time, but I'm very, very, very grateful for each and every person that takes the time to acknowledge my podcast, to listen, to subscribe. And also, I'm very grateful for the opportunity and the subject matter to even put anything out. Because, you know, there's a lot of people saying a lot of nothing, but God put it in my heart to say something today. So I wanted to make sure that I popped on here and said what I needed to say to you guys. And thank you again for listening. It is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. This is Aileen Nico. I'll see you guys in 2019 if I don't do a follow-up podcast. And you guys be blessed, man. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your families and friends. And just protect your peace at all costs, all right? Love you guys. Mwah. See you soon. Talk to you soon. See you in 2019. Bye.